Skiing all day and hanging out at the lodge at night is the typical vision of a vacation in Breckenridge. But in the last few years, that image has changed. Yes, Breckenridge is still a ski town, but thanks to a $25 million investment in the arts, it's also becoming a cultural center. And to the people who live there, that means more than just tourist dollars. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
Every January for the last 10 years, Claire Beadle and her family have traveled from England to vacation in Breckenridge.
We come out skiing here normally, but we try and coincide it with the snow sculptures every year.
That's the International Snow Sculpting Competition. Now in its 28th year, the event is a big part of the mountain town's identity.
You can't really get this anywhere else. It's nice to come down here and see them, you know, and it kind of gets people out of an evening into the town.
But while frequent visitors like Beadle have come to expect teams of sculptors chipping away at giant snow blocks, town leaders hope people will start expecting things like this.
Into the works, the metaphors, the sin.
A production of the Broadway parody, Forbidden Broadway. When Backstage Theater artistic director Chris Willard came to Breckenridge 12 years ago, he immediately moved the company away from the more serious and dramatic productions.
People come off of the mountain at 4 o'clock and they're looking for something to do other than go to the bar. They don't necessarily want to come and see a Eugene O'Neill play cycle.
Next up in their season is the world debut of the ski musical Totally Awesome Ski Town USA. But Willard says it wasn't easy to pull off the theater experience when the ghosts of the venue's past were still around.
The theater itself had been an old revamped Butler building that had been a multitude of things. It was a candy store, it was a garage, and then for the longest time it was a biker bar.
A recent $2.5 million renovation has helped. The lobby and seating areas have been expanded and the lighting and sound equipment updated. And other changes are also apparent around town.
The Breckenridge Arts District launched in 2014, and it was really a way to drive creative tourism to Breckenridge.
Rob Wolf is the CEO of Breckenridge Creative Arts, or as it's known locally, Breck Create. Over the past 4 years, they've invested $25 million to develop the town's cultural profile. This includes the one-acre Arts District campus, which features restored historical buildings that have been turned into studios and art classrooms.
We weren't trying to be the Aspen Art Museum, and we weren't trying to have the music profile of Telluride. Those folks do that, and they do it brilliantly, right? So we had to find something that really was relevant to us, that resonated with both our local community and our guests, and I think we're still trying to find that.
The term you often hear in a place like this is you don't build the church for Easter Sunday.
That's Breckenridge Mayor Eric Mamula. He says talk about increasing arts opportunities actually began a while ago, but things really took off after a statewide push to support creative districts.
So people would say, you know, how come you spend so much money on this stuff and the buildings are empty? Well, you know, that was something that just took a couple years to really organically establish an arts program that was robust enough to fill all those little buildings.
Now, all those little buildings are filled with artists like Annie Kerr. When she moved here 10 years ago, Kerr had 4 jobs, a baker, a soap maker, a sales clerk, and a babysitter on the side.
It's just hard to live up here and to make a living. And as an artist, you know, it takes a long time of self-promotion to see any returns on that. So it's just, you know, working those 4 jobs, you don't have very much time to make art.
When the town made art a priority, Kerr did too. She moved her jewelry design business off of her kitchen table and into a studio at the Fuqua Livery Stable at the Arts District. Her earrings are now sold in Whole Foods stores throughout Colorado.
What color is that? Orange?
It's also helping other locals become tourists in their own backyard. A few doors down from Kerr's shop, Kale Lee arrives at the Arts District's Quandary Antiques Cabin. She's brought her 22-month-old son, Shell, for a toddler art class, part of Breck Create's art education programming.
And it's nice to now have some opportunities to get them out and into this stuff while they're younger.
The classes, which are open to tourists as well, also provide opportunities for Lee to try her hand at being creative.
I have done the glass blowing class, and then there's also like a beginner ceramics.
But turning Breckenridge into a cultural center is not without some downsides. With tourism now a year-round effort, parking and affordable housing are becoming even more of an issue, according to Mayor Eric Mamula.
We have, depending who you talk to, between 30 and 60 uncomfortable days a year where traffic is out of hand, parking is difficult, you can't get into the grocery store, it's hard to get into any restaurant. So those are the things we sort of work on, is how do you mitigate that impact from all those people that end up loving the place as much as we do.
Which is why more than 1,000 workforce housing units have been built over the last 2 years, and pay-to-park meters have been added. This summer, construction will begin on a new downtown parking garage to make Breckenridge a little more hospitable to both locals and tourists, so everyone can enjoy the skiing and art. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.